Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CICK News. This week, the federal government announced more than $200 million will go to Western provinces, including BC's Agri Recovery Program, to help farmers and ranchers in Northwest BC hit hard by this year's a level 5 drought. But despite the provincial request for assistance months ago, the announcement is too little too late for some. Here is the exchange between MP for Skeena-Buckley Valley Taylor Bacharach and the Federal Ministry of Agriculture discussing the situation in Parliament.
Mr. Speaker, farmers in northern BC have been hit hard by extreme drought, another symptom of the worsening climate crisis. Hay harvests are down as much as 90%, and many farmers are struggling to feed their animals. We're seeing herds sold off, and we're seeing family farms lost. Now, for months, we've been calling on this government to provide support to source hay from other parts of Canada and the United States. Local governments are waiting. Provincial government is waiting, and farmers are waiting for this minister to finally come to the table. The question, how long are they going to have to wait?
Hear, hear!
The Honourable Minister of Agriculture.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciate my honourable colleague's question and fully understand the stress that the farmers are under. And as he's fully aware that his government, the provincial government in BC, has applied or sent the papers into my department, and we're analyzing the situation, and as soon as it's done, we'll make sure the farmers are compensated. That's what the business risk management plans are for, to make sure we're able to help farmers in difficult situations. We will, and we'll continue to do so.
That exchange took place in September, 3 months after the initial request was made from the provincial government. That exchange was from September, 3 months after the initial request was made. Last week, MPs from Alberta, Saskatchewan, and BC were still calling on the federal government for assistance.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rose on September 20th on behalf of farmers in Northwest British Columbia and appealed to the Minister of Agriculture to come to their aid immediately after a disastrous summer in Northwest British Columbia that has affected so many family farms. Now, this goes back to the spring, and farmers knew very early on that there was a problem because their crops of hay just weren't growing. And by July, they knew how bad this problem was. In fact, after months of a class 5 drought, they were in a situation where farmers were getting as little as 10% of their normal hay harvests. This is a situation, as we heard just earlier, that we've seen across all of the western provinces. Now, I wrote to the former Minister of Agriculture back in July and appealed to her and raised this issue and asked for immediate help for farmers that were in a crisis. We were losing family farms. We were seeing farmers have to sell off their herds. Didn't hear back from the minister. And so when I rose on September 20th, well, I'll go back. I met with the Minister of Agriculture, the new Minister of Agriculture, on September 19th and told him about this situation. And I said, where is the help? And he said he hadn't even heard about the crisis. And he wasn't aware of any application from British Columbia. Of course, that application had been sitting on his desk for months. So my question to my honourable colleague across the way is, on what day, I don't want to hear help is coming soon, I don't want to hear they're working on it, on what day will farmers in Northwest British Columbia finally get the support from this federal government that they deserve?
The Honourable Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food.
Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. And first and foremost, I want to thank the Honourable Member for his question. And obviously, when farmers go through droughts or climate change events, it's a serious event. And unfortunately, they are going through this too often. The good news, which I say good news, and it's unfortunate, is that whether it's provincial assessors or federal assessors, is that they're getting too used to assessing climate change events through agri-recovery programs. As my honorable colleague would know, is that when agri-recovery is, whether a request is made, the province will send a letter to the federal government asking for an assessment. Both the province and the federal government will do the assessment together and assess whether or not this fits into the framework. Now, obviously, I know the honorable member knows that business risk management programs, farmers already have access to that through the Sustainable Canadian Agricultural Partnership Program. And I know he knows. So farmers, whether or not they go through a climate change event or whether or not they have a bad year or a bad crop, for whatever reason, already have access to a business risk management program. But after that, when the risk gets higher, then the province, if it's shared amongst other farmers, they do get access to a framework, which is the Agri-Recovery Framework, which I explained. The province will write a letter to the federal government requesting an assessment that they both will do jointly, and they will both do the assessment jointly as to whether or not it does respect the framework that they've signed. For instance, I know the honourable member would know about the BC floods back a few years ago. Many farmers went through hardships. I know many dairy farmers. I was in the Fraser Valley where they were flooded, and whether it was fruits and vegetable or whether livestock was unfortunately had to be killed because of the major floods that happened. Public safety, the province, and the federal government worked together, and then agri-recovery kicked in to ensure that the other losses that weren't covered by the regular programs would have covered the existing losses that farmers were not eligible through existing programs. I can assure my member, whether the BC floods or the hurricane in PEI, in Nova Scotia, the timeline will be respected. And I know farmers, when they're facing crisis, it can never be fast enough. It's the same thing with insurance. You know, you're facing a crisis and it can never be fast enough. But I assure you, the federal government and the BC government take into the heart that the fact that farmers are facing a crisis, we will be there and we will have good news to tell BC farmers in the northern province. Good news, and I can assure him that farmers will be happy with the results.
Thank you, Honourable Member, and I'd like to just take this opportunity to just remember when comments are made that they are addressed through the chair. It was just a small comment that the member had made. The Honourable Member from Skeena, Bulkley Valley.
Mr. Speaker, I don't think the three dairy farmers that had to sell their farms are going to be happy with the results. I don't think the many beef farmers that had to sell off their herds are going to be happy with the results. I'll tell you a couple of characteristics of a government that takes a crisis seriously. First of all, when a member of parliament writes the minister, they write back. And secondly, when the provincial government and the farmers of the region come to them and say there's a crisis, they don't take 3 months to make something happen. Now it's October and we still don't have help, and farmers don't have feed. They've sold off their animals, and we're losing a significant amount of our regional food security because this government, 4,000 kilometers away, is dragging its feet. So what is his message? I want to know, what is this parliamentary secretary's message to the farmers in my region that have lost their family farms? Mm-hmm. Tell me.
The Honourable Parliamentary Secretary.
Speaker, I know where the Honourable Member comes from, and I know he's doing a good job at representing his constituent and his farmers. As I've said before, no response is fast enough when you're going through a crisis, but I can assure the Honourable Member that the BC government and the federal government are working hand in hand to respond as quickly as possible to farmers to ensure they get the proper response. And I can assure my honourable members, farmers, as they have gone through BC floods in 2021, will be compensated, or through agri-recovery, will be responded in due time. And all I'm asking is for patience for a few more days, and I know that they will get a proper response in a short few days.
After months, that response finally came. Alberta and Saskatchewan will see some of this funding as well, but $71 million will be earmarked for livestock producers affected by wildfires and drought in BC, with about $43 million of that coming from the federal government. Eligible farmers and ranchers in BC can also receive up to 70% coverage of extraordinary expenses incurred during emergencies, including feed, transportation costs, labor for repairing fencing, as well as replacing bee populations and equipment. In July, at the height of the drought, many calls were made to the federal government in the hopes of acquiring the funds farmers and ranchers needed. However, after more than 3 months, those funds for some were too late, forcing the sale of their herds and, in some cases, entire farms. Today, we'll hear from Mark Parker with the Regional District of the Bulkley-Nechako as to how farmers and ranchers are receiving the news. Stay with us.
Mark Parker, Chair of the Regional District of Bulkley-Nechako.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us here on CSK News. Of course, it's been a pretty difficult season in terms of drought hitting our agricultural sector here in Northwest BC. There has been an announcement about some money coming for the Agri Recovery Program here in BC to help out. But maybe tell me a little about how the season went, what you were hearing from farmers and ranchers in the regional district.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it has been a challenging year. There's no doubt about that. As we all know, the drought conditions were basically disaster levels, and we're still going to feel that for years to come, coming out of this. The federal ag recovery news was good news to get. It is late, unfortunately. We started pushing this in July 27th, I think it was the first email, to the province, making them look at it and making them try and get through to the federal government to say that we need this ag recovery. Unfortunately, at this point, a lot of the producers have made decisions to liquidate or half liquidation because the support wasn't there, and not knowing what was coming, they couldn't wait any longer, and that's unfortunate because we've had numbers go through the Vanderhoof auction, Mart, which services all the way out to Terrace basically and from Prince George area, and the numbers that are going through there are triple at this point the numbers that have gone through to this time last year. And the scary part is it's breeding stock, and that's what we're really going to hurt in the future is not having those breeding animals around. So it is welcome money. We haven't got through all the details of it yet and how it's going to affect the ones that have already made decisions, but hopefully, there'll be a little bit of something in this funding for everybody that'll help them, survive this season and onward.
One of the other issues is we had a pretty serious drought here, a level 5 drought in the region. So there's not a whole lot of hay for over the winter. I know that the hay harvest was way down, and also the cost of hay was way up in some places. What are you hearing as well? How is that going to be addressed with this? And where do we get hay from? If we don't have any here, where are we going to have to bring this in from?
Great questions, because you're right. There isn't much hay in the valley and in this region, and even out the Skeenaway, if any. And the problem is the transportation costs. And that's what we were lobbying most of the summer for, that, looking for this ag recovery to cover some transportation costs. There is hay in Washington. There was some hay in other places, but the time you got it here, it was just not affordable. It didn't make sense. It wouldn't pencil out, and you'd be going completely backwards. So, with this, I don't see anything in this where it's still going to address that cost of transportation, maybe to help subsidize it, to get it up here at a rate that's still going to be high, but at least maybe it's something that would be manageable. I'm not seeing that in this ag recovery funding at this point. So unless I'm missing something reading through it this afternoon, I don't think it's going to address that at this time. And again, where do you get this hay from? So definitely is one of the frustrations of it taking so long. We could have done something about it sooner if the federal government, if we had got that ag recovery out here within the first month of this, knowing this was an issue. I'm not understanding why it took so long either.
What would you like to see, I guess, in this round? We talked a little about, speeding this up or even putting in the request much earlier if you know it's going to take so long. What are you hoping to plan for, next season?
I think the first thing we're going to have to do is, once this dust settles on this year, is have those numbers and give these numbers out and say, look, these are the numbers we were talking about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, that could have been prevented. this is where our stock level is now for the producers. And it's not just beef, it's the dairy sector as well. You know, they're hurting as well. They're struggling for feed. So it's, you know, we need numbers. We need to go back to the federal government and to the provincial government when this is said and done at the end of this year and say, look, this is what we've lost in our region. This is the devastation that's happening to the ag sector. And maybe make sure that they're aware of all of this, because I sometimes wonder, you know, it's a big province, and then it's a big country, Canada. And sometimes I think maybe we get a little bit lost, so, you know, in what's going on. And so I think providing facts and figures will be huge moving forward, and so that it doesn't happen again. And there'll be a trigger point. If you get to a certain level, then it's triggered, and then you get that ag recovery in place a lot sooner than we did this year.
You know, obviously it's late in the year now. What are you hearing from farmers and ranchers? Also, you know, there's only so many, you know, this is not an industry that a lot of young people say are jumping into. And when we talk about this often, just about food security in general. So what are you hearing about, you know, other farmers? What's their plan long term, knowing that this is getting tougher?
Yeah, it is hard. We are seeing some, you know, influx of younger generation getting into the ag sector, and then that's great news, and we're happy to see it. But again, it's a struggle for them, obviously, just trying to get started, and you get dealt this hand without support. And the ones that have been in it for numbers of years, you know, third, fourth generations are struggling and are going, is this it? You know, I don't really want to do this any longer. And it's an opportunity to sell. Prices, I mean, on the one hand, prices are really good. They're strong. Which is, I mean, thank goodness, because things would be really rough if the prices weren't good. But that is one of the reasons the federal government said they were holding back, was just, well, look at the price of cattle and of stock. Well, it's pretty short-sighted, because again, that's right now, it's a commodity that might not last. And then in the long run, you're still short, you know, animals. In the down the road, you're going to ship everything out. How do you recover from that? And, you know, one of the things is there's $168 rebate to restock. But what are you going to restock with, right? If everything's being sold and it's gone, then there's going to be that shortfall as well. So, you know, there's a number of factors, but it's definitely a stress load. I've seen some struggling people, and I've talked to them at the auction, and, you know, they're in tough shape, and it's weighing on them really heavily, trying to cut their herds down when they don't want to do it, but they have no choice.
All right, Mark, thanks for all your work on this. We'll stay in touch, and thanks for your time today. We'll leave it there.
Absolutely. All right, thank you so much.
If your farm has been affected this season by wildfires or drought, you can apply for the Agri Recovery Program online through the Ministry of Agriculture, or email agrirecovery@gov.bc.ca, or call 1-888-332-3352. You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com, or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com, or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.